Wabash Valley Services,
Best Way Express,
Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball
here on WAKO.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Paris High School in Paris, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball as the Indians close up the regular season on the road, taking on the Paris Tigers in Little Illini Conference play. I'm Steve Anderson. Glad you're with us. This is the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Well, the end of a long regular season for the Indians here on the road tonight finds them with a chance to do something they haven't done all year, win two games in a row. Indians come in with a record of 5-19, 1-6 in league play, while Paris is 7-15 overall, 0-7 in league play. So the Tigers have yet to win with regard to conference play. The Indians have one conference win, that coming against Marshall at home. These two teams have met, so there is a level of familiarity here. The Indians beat the Tigers. They beat them in the Little Illini Conference Tournament. That was the last Indian win prior to Tuesday night's victory against Carmi-White County. The Indians picked up a win at home. And again, they'll try to do something, as I mentioned before, that they haven't done all year, which is string wins back-to-back. And they try to win two in a row, get a little momentum heading into the regional, which starts on Monday in Lawrenceville. Good news for the JV. The Indian JV, which has had a solid year, closed up the year with a win, 45-35. Noah Wager had 10 points, the only Indian in double digits, as the Indians again close up the JV season with a 45-35 win. The Indian JV under the tutelage of Jeremy Brush and also Lane Blaze Kimmel have done a fine job this year. They again win 45-35. We will be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up here in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career. Call 833-BEST-WAY today. Home daily routes and paid holidays. Are you a Class A CDL driver looking for a home that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you deserve? Or maybe you are fresh out of school and looking for an amazing career. Best Way Express is the company for you. Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BEST-WAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on their future. We're proud to partner with others focused on teaching youth how to manage money through area financial literacy programs. Besides many sponsorships, our CMB volunteers work in Junior Achievement, the Real World, and CEO programs. We're even providing free charging stations for area college students to help make their study time easier.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back here at Paris, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Brett Hartman not with me tonight, still on vacation. He'll be back next week to join me for post-game, or postseason, I should say, as the Indians enter into the regional, which they host next week. The Indians will take on Red Hill on Monday, but that's not on the mind of the Indians right now. on the mind of the Indians is the Paris Tigers. And they'll be tough here at home. The Indians beat them earlier, but I guarantee you they'll get their best effort here tonight. This has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Well, Randy Bishop not on the sideline tonight. The Indian head coach, we understand, is under the weather, probably listening to the game, back at home, recuperating. Randy, hope you get better. And hope we can make you feel better with an Indian win here tonight. So Jeremy Brush will have the Indians here tonight, assisted, as we mentioned, by Blaze Kimmel. The Indians will start here tonight in this contest. Connor Odell, he's the 5'9 junior, number 3. Zeus Marsh also in the starting lineup. Zeus, a 6'2 junior, number 10. Skylar Toole making the start tonight, number 11. He is a 5'10 sophomore. Jordan Jones in the starting lineup, the 5'11 sophomore, number 32. And Dwayne Winningham in the starting lineup, the 6'3 sophomore, 33. So for the Indians, it's Odell, Marsh, Toole, Jones, and Winningham. For the Paris Tigers, coached by Sean Nugent, they'll start number 3, Bryant Esslinger, a senior guard. Number 10, Brody Spencer, a senior guard. Austin White, number 24, a senior guard. Bryce Crable, number 31, a senior guard. And Zach Berger, number 34, a senior center. So for the Tigers, it's Esslinger, Spencer, White, Crable, and Berger. Hope you're enjoying the action wherever you may be on this Friday night. Indians and the Tigers tap control by the Tribe, and we're underway. The Indians going from my left to my right here as we view it from the top of Paris High School Gymnasium. Here's Connor Odell, top of the key to Marsh. Zeus looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Now into Jordan Jones, his shot up no good from close range. Jones gets his own rebound, has it knocked away and out of bounds. And last touched by a Tiger. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. The Tribe in the traveling red uniforms with the white numerals, and red, white, and black trim. Paris in the home white uniforms with the orange numerals. Shot in the lane by Jones from the free throw line. No good. Marsh the rebound. Puts it up. No good. And the rebound controlled by Berger of Paris. Quickly up floor on the left wing to Austin White. White between the circles now to Crable. Indians man-to-man here at the outset. They work it left side on the wing to Austin White. Tries to feed it down low. The ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Tigers, so it'll be Paris ball. With 7:12 to go here in the opening quarter, no score. Paris Tigers and the Lawrenceville Indians. In it comes, top of the key to Bryce Crable. They feed down low underneath to Berger. Berger is hacked and fouled underneath. I think Blaine Winningham may have got him there. Indeed it was his first and the team's first here in the first half. So the Tigers will inbound underneath their own hoop. Spencer be the trigger man, looking to get it in, does in the left corner to Esslinger. Now back out front on the left wing. We feed it now down to Berger. He lays it up and in. Berger with a basket. And Paris jumps on top by a score of 2-0. 6:52 to go here in the opening quarter. Tool across the timeline. Left side on the wing to Jones. Jones one-on-one out there, guarded by Esslinger, top of the key to Marsh. Right side on the wing to Toole, now back top of the key to Winningham. Left side to Marsh, thought about a long three, but doesn't take it. Now Odell, top of the key, right side to Winningham. Now to Jones, who pops out, top of the key, left corner to Odell. Down low to Marsh on the left baseline, back to Odell in the left corner. His jumper is up and in, a three ball by Connor Odell. The first three of the night for either team, and the Indians lead 3-2. 6:17 to go, opening quarter of play. They try to feed the ball down low. It's intercepted by Jones, but now taken away by Crable. Crable feeds it down low to Spencer. His shot is no good. Berger back out front to Crable. Long jumper is off the mark, and the long rebound tipped by Odell to Marsh, but he can't keep his feet. Now we have a foul charge, a scramble for the loose ball, and Connor Odell charged with undercutting the Tigers' Austin White trying to get to the ball. Unfortunate there for the Indians that nobody could grab that ball. And Odell trying to get to it, undercut a Paris Tiger player. And so the Tigers will have the ball, trailing 3-2 with 5:53 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Left side on the wing to Austin White. Feeds it now right side to Crable. Crable backs it out against the defense of Marsh. Top of the key. Left side on the wing to White. Now long jumper top of the key off the mark. Taken there by Crable. Long rebound brought down by Winningham. Long down court heave to Marsh. Zeus can't handle the ball off his hands and out of bounds. He was wide open and would have had an open layup, but went right off his hands and out of bounds. Paris ball. 5:30 to go in the opening quarter. 3-2 Indians. As Brody Spencer across the timeline leaves it off now for Crable. Crable deep on the wing, guarded by Marsh. Dribbles to the middle. Down the lane he comes. Dipsy do move. Shot no good. And the rebound brought down, but it's taken away by Crable. Winningham had it. Was stolen away by Crable from him. Now to Spencer at the top of the key. Right side on the wing to Esslinger. Right corner. They go back out top to Crable. Crable feeding it underneath to a cutting Spencer in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark by Esslinger. And the rebound brought down by Jones. Jones across the timeline. Feeds it right side to Odell. His shot up and in from about 8 feet. Connor Odell off to a good start. He's got the 5 Indian points. And the Tribe lead 5-2. 4:39 to go. Opening quarter. Long shot from the top of the key. Off the mark. Taken there by Crable. Rebounded by Jones. Jones across the timeline. They feed it underneath to Winningham. Blaine on the right baseline turns, shoots, and it rolled off the rim and rebounded by Berger of Paris. Across the timeline, down the lane, here's a drive and a shot missed underneath by Crable, but a foul charged against the Indians on the drive, and heading to the line will go Bryce Crable, the senior guard for the Paris Tigers. 5-2 Indians, 4:18 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Paris Tigers looking for win number 8 on the year. Their first conference win of the year. Free throw off the front iron by Crable. Here's Ryan Moore into the game. The first substitute of the night by Jeremy Brush. Free throw on its way and rolls through for Crable. 5-3 Indians. Here's some trapping pressure. Tool across the timeline to Jones on the right wing. Lets a long three-pointer go. Got it. Jordan Jones has been shooting well from three-point range here lately. Indians have 2 threes on the night, and they lead by 5, 8-3 with 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Top of the key. Berger on the dribble, right side. Feeds it to White. White tried to feed it down low to Berger, but the ball was kicked by Moore of the Indians. Out of bounds. It'll go to the Paris Tigers. Spencer will inbound at side court. Guarded by Toole. Looking to get it in. Looking. Now finally does out front to Bryce Crable. Crable looking for a screen from Berger. Now feeds it back to him on the give and go. Shot up. No good. Rebounded up. No good again. That was rebounded up by Esslinger and out of bounds. Last touch by Paris. It'll be Indian basketball. Some tough luck for the Tigers underneath their own hoop. Had some chances, but couldn't get anything to fall. Indian ball leading 8-3. Trapping pressure by the Tigers. Indians throw over top of it to Jones. His three-pointer right side off the mark. Odell the rebound up. No good and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Block shot there as getting a hand on it was Bryce Crable of Paris. Jones looking to inbound for the Indians. Looking. Does out front between the circles to Marsh. Zeus looks for a guard to get it to. Here's Toole. Left side on the wing to Jones. Looking down low for Moore. Can't find him. Top of the key to Marsh. Down underneath to Moore. Lays it up with the right hand. And it goes through. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Ryan Moore, the Indian senior, with his first hoop of the night. And a chance at a three-point play. Foul charged on the Tigers, their first team foul here in this first half of play, and a timeout wanted by head coach Sean Nugent. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 3:18 to go, opening quarter. Lawrenceville 10, Paris 3. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these 3 steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Back here in Paris, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indian basketball. Free throw is up by Moore and no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Seuss tried to feed it through to Odell. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank, your community bank, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away. Indians inbound to Toole on the right wing. Now in the right corner to Marsh. Looks to the middle. Now to Moore. Moore on the dribble. Free throw line. Back out between the circles to Jones. And the Indians will set up a play. 3 minutes to go. 10-3. Tribe. They feed it down low to Marsh on the left baseline. Seuss turns, shoots from eight. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Moore. Out of bounds off of Ryan Moore. It'll be Paris basketball. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. 10-3 Indians across the timeline. Comes the Tigers in the corner. They go to Austin White. The ball knocked out of bounds by Jordan Jones. Good defense there. Knocked away from Zach Berger. It'll be Paris ball underneath their own hoop. 2:41 to go here in the opening quarter. And it comes in the corner to Crable. Back out between the circles to White. Looks for a screen out there. Can't find one. Now on the right wing is Crable. His jumper from about 15 off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Berger. Has the ball stripped away underneath, but a reach-in foul charged on the Indians. I think Seuss Marsh. That's the fourth Indian team foul here already in this first half. And the Tigers make their first substitution of the night. Mason Hutchings coming into the game. He's a freshman guard for Sean Nugent. And it comes to Crable. Now he feeds it underneath to Berger, and Berger scores underneath. Berger with the basket. And it is 10-5, Indians. Toole across the timeline, between the circle dribble. Now to Odell on the right wing. Long three-pointer by Odell. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is off of Paris and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Jones will be the trigger man for the Tribe. Looking to get it in. Looking. Feeds it in the middle now to Moore at the free throw line. Back out front to Marsh. Seuss between the circles. And the Indians will set up a play. 1:55 to go. 10-5. Marsh working against the slower Berger. Goes around him. Now back out to Odell on the right wing. Odell between the circle dribble. Looking for Toole at the free throw line. His jumper off the mark, no good. Long rebound is run down by Hutchings. Long down court heave, and wide open underneath was Coy Landrum, who also checked into the game for Paris, but he couldn't handle the ball and fumbled it out of bounds. Turnover on the Tigers. Lucky break there. He would have been open for a layup. 1:30 to go. Here's Jones, free throw line for the Indians on the right wing now. Brings it between the circles. Indians with a five-point lead. 1:20 to go. Right side on the wing to Odell. And a bumping foul charged on Hutchings of Paris. Foul charged on the Tigers. Indians inbound at side court. And it comes to Toole between the circle dribble. Now feeds it back on the right wing to Moore. Moore. Hands it off now to Marsh, loose to Toole, and the Indians will set up a play with 1:07 to go, opening quarter. 10-5, Lawrenceville, right wing pass to Moore. Moore between the circles, cutting Jones, lays it up with the left hand, no good. Marsh battling for the rebound, runs it down in the corner, saves it to Toole. Toole on the left baseline, jumper from 10, no good, short. Rebounded by Berger of Paris, and now the ball off the foot of a Tiger and out of bounds, off of Hutchings' foot, out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end. 48.8 seconds to go, opening quarter, 10-5. Tribe, and it comes to Marsh in the right corner, back out to Odell in the middle to Jones at the free throw line, back to Odell, thought about a long three, now he backs it out, and the Indians will set up a play with 39 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-5, Indians, high post, here's Marsh. Marsh looking to the middle, but nothing happening there. He bounces it now right side to Moore with 24 seconds to go. Dribbles to the right corner. Now back out to the wing. Feeds to Marsh underneath. He lays it up. Short. Rebound controlled by Landrum. And a reach-in foul charged on Zeus. Zeus frustrated with that miss in close on that nice cut. And he reached in and fouled. That's his second foul. And the Indians' fifth here in the first half with 16 seconds to go. 10-5. Indians across the timeline. Crable. Crable between the circles. 7 seconds to go. Feeds it now to Spencer on the right wing. Now top of the key to Hutchings. Hutchings to Crable. Crable's long jumper left side off the mark as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter of play here in Paris, Lawrenceville Indians 10, Paris Tigers 5 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
It starts with the common sense basics of money. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Use credit wisely. Keep your agreements. On this foundation, you can build financial success in any economy. Your savings grow. You build strong credit. Your word is gold. It's a back-to-basics approach to financial matters. Common sense. Simple, but very effective. People's State Bank. Member FDIC. It just makes sense.
You're listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Sippet in Lawrenceville has recently added French fries, cheesy fries, jalapeno poppers, and fried pickles to its growing menu. Did you know that Sippet now has an app that allows you to conveniently place an order by phone or tablet? It's true. They also encourage you to visit Sippet on Facebook and find their daily lunch special. Then hit like so that you can receive the latest news from Sippet. Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Back here in Paris, while we were away, the Indians had a nice play, ran a play where Skylar Toole cut to the basket, but he missed the layup in close, out of bounds to Paris. Just underway here in the second quarter, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. 7:45 to go, second quarter, just underway, 10-5 Indians. Glad you're with us, Friday Night Hoops, the last night of the regular season. Noah Wager into the game, and for the Indians, there's a foul on Moore. Reaching in against Bryce Crable of Paris. Seventh team foul on the Indians here in this first half, and to the line will go Berger. So it wasn't a foul on Crable, it was on Berger. Big guy in the middle, Zach Berger, a senior center for the Paris Tigers. Free throw coming up here. High arcing shot, no good. He gets his own rebound, though, on the left side. Now lets it go from about 8. Off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for, last touched by a Tiger. It'll be Indian basketball. Indian basketball brought your way by Larry Thorpe's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking. Christian Beeman into the game for the first time here tonight. Jeremy Brush going to the bench liberally here. In this second quarter, here's Toole across the timeline on the right side, dribble in the right corner. Now to the middle, down the lane, feeds it to Moore at the top of the key, right side to Wager. Noah Wager also into the game for the Indians, number 15. To the top of the key, high post to Moore. Moore off to Toole, down the lane he comes, lays it up with the right hand, and he scores. Skylar Toole with his first point of the night, and the Indians lead 12-5, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter of play. Mason Hutchings feeds it on the baseline. A baseline drive by Landrum, and he's called for an offensive charge. Ryan Moore took the charge down low. One thing Moore will do is stand in there and take the charge, and he did. And the Indians will have the ball with 6:57 to go here in the second quarter play, leading 12-5. Slow start here offensively for both these clubs in this game. Here's Beeman, left side to Wager on the wing. Noah dribbles to the middle. Back to Beeman. Beeman on the right wing. Feeds it now top of the key to Moore. Moore left side to Toole. And the Indians will go into an offensive set. 6:34 to go here in the second quarter play. 12-5 Indians. Beeman on the right wing. Dribbles to the right baseline. Loses the handle out of bounds. And it'll be Paris basketball. Odell getting set to check back in for the Indians. And Wager will check out. Tiger ball. 6:27 to go here in the second quarter play. 12-5 Indians. Across the timeline, Mason Hutchings picked up by Jones. Right side on the wing. Here's a jumper, free throw line, off the mark by Landrum. Rebounded by Jones. Long down court heave to Beeman. Beeman at the other end is hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. And it'll go to the line for Indian free throws. Christian Beeman for the Indians. 5'11 sophomore, number 4 on his back. Chance to increase a 7-point Indian lead. It's been 12-5 for a little while now here. Free throw on its way and no good. Indians not a good free throw shooting team. Seen that all year long. There's a miss right there by Beeman. He'll have another, though. It's on its way. This one is good. So Beeman with his first point in the night, and Indians lead 13-5. 6:05 to go, second quarter. Across the timeline, Hutchins feeds it top of the key now to Berger on the left wing. They go to Spencer, back to Berger, lays it up, no good. On a cut down the middle. Rebounded, and now up in the middle, a ball blocked away by an Indian, and a foul charged. Jeremy Brush on the sideline thought that was a block. And to the line, Jordan Jones picking up that foul to the line. Will go Coy Landrum for the Paris Tigers. 13-5, Indians. Free throw on its way, a high arcer up and in by Landrum. And it's 13-6 now. Another free throw coming up here for Landrum. On its way, good again. Tool across the timeline for the Indians. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Right side on the wing to Jones. Now top of the key to Beeman. Three-pointer on the way by Christian. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Comes out now to Crable. Crable will bring it across the timeline. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it off to Berger. Berger at the free throw line. Cut off there. Left side on the wing to Crable. Crable looking for a screen. Top of the key. Can't find it. Now back out front to Jade Sullivan, who's into the game. Actually, that's Caleb Mullenix. I stand corrected. And we have a foul charged against Paris. Offensive foul, illegal screen, turning the ball over, so the Indians have it. So Caleb Mullenix into the game for the first time here tonight for Paris. Here's Beeman, left side on the wing, feeds it in the middle, but it's intercepted by Crable. Crable feeds it off to Mullenix, reverse layup, up, no good. Rebound brought down by Jones, outlet pass to Toole. Toole across the timeline, has the ball knocked away on the sideline. And it was off of Paris, out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Here comes Cale Powell into the game also for the Indians. .450 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a cut by Toole to the basket. Lays it up and in. Nice play there by the Indians. And Toole breaking free for the basket. 4 for Skyler. And it's 15-9 Indians. Top of the key, jumper off the mark by Crable. Mullenix the rebound. His shot no good. And Powell the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass intercepted by Paris. They feed it into Mullenix in the middle. His turnaround blocked away by Jones. Now the ball stripped away from Moore. Loose ball. Berger has it. Left side of the lane. Shot up no good. And a foul charged on the Indians. Tough break there for the Tribe. They make a good defensive play there. Tried to start a fast break, but the ball was knocked away, and Berger picked it up and was not able to score, but he's at the line for free throws. Zach Berger has 4 for Paris here tonight. His free throw is on its way and no good off the back iron. 15-7, the score remains. Indians on top. White back into the game. Paris, Esslinger also back into the game. As Mullenix and Landrum check out for Sean Nugent. Struggling here for Paris, 7-15 and 0-7 in league play. Free throw, no good by Berger. Rebounded by Moore. Moore gets it off now to Jones. Now to Powell. And he'll bring it up, and the Indians will go into an offensive set. With 4:10 to go, second quarter. 15-7, low-scoring affair here in Paris tonight. And we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians. Jordan Jones, offensive foul down low. Trying to set a screen. Got caught. And so the Indians turn it over with 4:07 to go here in the second quarter. 15-7. That's right, 15-7. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Across the timeline, Bryce Crable feeds it now to Berger. Berger right side of the lane is shot off glass and up and in. Berger with the basket. He's got six, and it's 15-9, a six-point Indian lead. Odell feeds it down low. The ball tipped out of bounds by a Tiger. Try to get it to Toole. Crowd groans there. They thought it was off of an Indian, but it was off of a Paris Tiger. Jeremy Bryce signals play number one from the sideline there. Again, Randy Bishop not here tonight under the weather. Here is the ball in the middle off the hands of Jones, intercepted by Esslinger of Paris. Crable, three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Long rebound run down by Jones. Jones quickly across court, feeds it to Moore. Moore in the lane, left-handed hook shot up and in. Nicely done by Ryan Moore. Four for Moore, the Indian senior. And it's 17-9, Tribe. 3:17 to go, second quarter of play. Out front is White. Leaves it off on the right wing to Crable. Now to Esslinger in the corner. Long jumper by White. Well off the mark. Rebounded by Berger. And we have a foul charged against Moore of the Indians. Trying to get good position in there against Big Berger. Hard to do. And to the line will go Zach Berger for Paris. 3:06 to go here in the second quarter. 17-9, Indians on top. Free throw on its way and good by Berger. Berger now with 7 points, 7 of the 10 points Paris has. Another free throw on its way, got them both. 17-11, six-point lead. Some pressure put on. Toole will bring it across the timeline against the pressure. Now the Indians go into an offensive set. Toole down the lane, lays it up from five. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Paris's Austin White. Long down court heave is intercepted by Odell. Odell to the middle, feeds it off to Jones. Right wing, shot up, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hutchings. Wide open layup now at the other end. Berger snowboarding, missed the shot again. And the rebound brought down by the Indians. Both ball clubs offensively challenged here in this first half of play. 17-11. They missed some wide open shots, some bunnies. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Moore, top of the key for the Indians. Left side on the wing to Odell. Now to Jones on the right baseline. Spins to the basket, no good, and a foul charged against Paris. So Jordan Jones will head to the line for Indian free throws. Jones, the 5'11 sophomore, number 32, been playing better offensively here as of late. Free throw on its way and good. Jones now with 4 in the game. And the Indians increase their lead to 18-11 with 2:16 to go, second quarter. Another free throw by Jones up and in. Now he'll check out of the game, replaced by R.J. Nelms. Lawrenceville 18, Paris 11. 2:15 to go, second quarter here at Paris. Final game of the regular season. Here's Crable at the top of the key, lays it up and in on a drive down the lane. Nicely done by Bryce Crable. It's his first field goal. 3 points for him now on the night. And it's 19-13, Indians by six. Odell on the right wing. Top of the key now to Moore. Moore on the dribble. Backs it out against the defensive Berger. Now looking for a guard to get it to. Can't find anybody. And we have a timeout wanted by Jeremy Brush. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 1:45 to go. Second quarter. 19-13 Indians. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here in Paris, Steve Anderson, Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports. Indian Basketball brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you, and by Sanders Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeremy and Lisa Sanders, here to handle all your back and neck pain. Off the timeout, Indians feed it into the middle, but it's intercepted by Berger. Off to Spencer. Spencer on the right wing. Back out to Crable. Thought about a long three, but does not take it. Looks for a screen at the top of the key from Berger. And we have a foul charged against the Indians. Skylar Toole reaching in, trying for a steal. Stopping the clock with a minute 21 to go here in the second quarter. And to the line will go Bryce Crable for the Paris Tigers. 19-13. Indians leading. 1:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. Free throw on its way by Crable is up and in. Crable now with four in the contest. 19-14. Another free throw up and in by Crable. 19-15. Paris hanging around here. Indians bring it up floor. Tool across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now to Moore, who pops out at the high post. Moore, left side to Nelms. RJ looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Feeds the top of the key to Moore. Right side on the wing to Odell. Looking down low, but nothing happening there. Now top of the key to Moore in this Indian motion offense. Now to Tool on the right wing. Tool to Moore underneath, but it's intercepted by Crable. Three-on-two break. Crable heading to the hole. Behind the back pass to Spencer. His shot blocked away, but up and in. Put in by Berger on the rebound. Berger now with 10. 10 of the 17, and Paris within two. 19-17, 33 seconds to go. Second quarter, ball knocked away from Odell. Connor trying to knock the ball to a teammate, does to Moore, now out of bounds, and a foul charged against Paris. Scramble for the loose ball there, and Ryan Moore came to help out his buddy Odell and was fouled on the loose ball scramble. And Ryan Moore will head to the line for Indian free throws with 26.9 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Indian Basketball brought your way by WTHI-TV leading the way and by Lawrence County Health Department offering a wide range of health care services for residents in Lawrence County. Ryan Moore, free throw on its way and no good. Rebounded by Crable. Paris can tie this trip down with a two or take the lead with a three. They feed it underneath the Berger. Knocked away and intercepted by Moore. Off to Toole. And we have a foul charged against, I think, Ryan Moore of the Indians. Wow. That was away from the ball. I was watching the ball. That was behind the play. Moore's third foul. Jeremy Brush getting an explanation of why that's a foul on Moore. His third. And at the line will be for the Paris Tigers, Austin White. Free throw on its way by White. Up and no good off the back iron. Score remains 19-17. 17.4 seconds to go here as Moore will come out of the game, replaced by Noah Wager for the Indians. Ryan Moore with three fouls here in the first half. And the free throw on its way. Good. By White, his first point of the night. Indians lead by one, 19-18, 13 seconds to go. Second quarter, Toole between the circles. Left side to Odell. Left corner to Powell. Powell on the dribble, right side to Nelms. Feeds it to Odell in the right corner. Now to Nelms, back out front. Ball knocked away, and the time runs out. Indians don't get a shot off after Paris comes away with a steal. Low-scoring affair here in Paris. It's final night of the regular season on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Score at halftime is the Lawrenceville Indians 19, Paris Tigers 18, Back with the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Best Way Express has the keys to your new career.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Class A CDL drivers looking for a company that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you desire. Best Way Express is the company for you.
Call 833-BESTWAY today.
Best Way Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY now to get the keys to your new career today.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Back here at Paris, Steve Anderson with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Low scoring affair in this final game of the regular season. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Paris Tigers 19-18. It was 10-5. Indians after one quarter of play. Indians outscored by the Tigers in that second quarter, 13-9. And they whittle the lead down to one, 19-18. Again, a low scoring affair for the Indians. Connor Odell has 5 points. Skylar Toole has four. Jordan Jones has five. Ryan Moore has four on two field goals. And Christian Beeman has a free throw. That's it. Nobody close to double digits for the Indians here in this contest. Same can be said for the Paris Tigers. Well, they actually do have a player in double digits. I stand corrected. Zach Berger has 4 field goals and 2 free throws for 10. He's the only player for either team in double digits. Bryce Crable has 5 points and a single point for Austin White. 2 points for Landrum. Coy Landrum, the sophomore forward in this game. Nobody else for the Paris Tigers has scored in this low-scoring affair. So again, the Tigers led by Zach Berger with 10 points here in this first half. And the Indians have Jones with 5 points and Odell with 5 points. Again, if you're just joining us, Indians won the JV contest 45-35. Noah Weger with 10 points in the JV win. So the Indian JV close up their season on a winning note. And the varsity trying to do the same. Involved in a tight game here. It's 19-18 at halftime. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. We're back with the second half in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has everything for the handyman or woman. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. Leggett Lumber and Hardware has what you need to stay warm this winter. With items like weather stripping, heat lamps, and space heaters, Leggett will keep you comfy and cozy all season long. When inclement weather hits, Leggett Lumber's got your back with snow shovels and ice melt. With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Dieselex Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our Fast Stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2
phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Paris, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians in the tight one here, 19-18. Paris will have the ball to begin the third quarter of play. Glad you're with us. Indian basketball brought your way by Sip It Sweet Teas, your one-stop promotional shop for all your school spirit apparel, signs, banners, and print and advertising needs, and Loeb Oil. Paris with the ball to begin the second quarter of play, 19-18. Paris going from left to right here. Here is Berger on the left baseline. Feeds it in the corner to Crable, left side. Now back around on the right wing. to Austin White. Here's Crable off the dribble. His jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for. Up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Hutchings with the basket. Hutchings, his first points of the night off the bench. And Paris, for the first time tonight, has the lead. At 20-19, Hutchings completes the three-point play. 21-19. Just underway here in the third quarter. Tool across the timeline, picked up by Spencer in the man-to-man, right side to Jones. Jones off the dribble. His jumper from about 18 off the mark, no good. And the ball out of bounds to the Indians, last touched by a Tiger. So it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. First time tonight, Indians trail. Winningham back to Odell on the right wing. Now underneath to Winningham, wide open, lays it up and in. Winningham, his first basket of the night. And it's 21-21 with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Hutchings has the ball knocked away, recovers on the left, in the left corner now to White. Top of the key, Crable, a long three, off the mark, no good. The long rebound to Marsh, now off to Tool. Tool on the left side, dribble. On the wing now, we'll back it out, and the Indians will go into an offensive set. Tied at 21. Tool down the lane, feeds it now to Marsh in the corner. Three-pointer by Zeus, off the mark, gets his own rebound, puts it back up from eight, no good. And the ball run down by Crable, feeds it now to Spencer. Spencer one-on-one against Tool, goes to the hole, lays it up, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Brody Spencer, his first basket of the night, a driving basket and a chance at a three-point play. He took it right at Skylar Tool. And Tool picks up his third personal foul. He'll be replaced by Cale Powell in the Indian lineup. A little more aggressive play here by Paris out of the locker room as Spencer completes the three-point play. And it is 24-21, Paris by three. Here's Powell between the circles, right side on the wing to Odell, down low to Winningham, spins to the baseline, and a foul charged against the Tigers. Reach-in foul there, so Blaine will have to earn him at the free throw line. 24-21, Paris. Indians led 19-18 at the half, but the Tigers have come out aggressive here in this third quarter and have taken it to the Indians and have a lead. Winningham's free throw is up and in. He's got three on the night now. Another one coming up. This one off the back iron, no good. Crable the rebound for Paris. He'll bring it across the timeline. Ball hawked out there by Marsh between the circles. Now right side, the tree to feed low to Berger. Berger lays it up and in. Berger with the basket. Kid's big and strong inside. They really boxed Winningham off and got the ball and laid it right up and in. 26-22, Paris. Here's Jones on the right baseline. Goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones, a nice driving hoop. And it's 26-24. 5:44 to go, third quarter. Paris on top. Here is White, top of the key. Left side to Spencer in the left corner to Crable. Feeding underneath to Berger. Berger on the left baseline. Shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Tipped up, no good. Ball battled for and a foul charged over the back against Paris. Hutchings coming up with a foul for Paris. And that's Paris' second team foul here in the second half. Indians also with two team fouls. And it'll be Indian ball with 5:32 to go here in the third quarter. 26-24. The host Tigers on top. Powell across the timeline to Odell deep on the right wing. Now top of the key to Winningham. Blaine looks to the middle. Right side to Powell. Powell down the lane. Has the ball knocked away. Out of bounds off of his knee, off of Powell's knee, and it'll be Tiger ball. Tigers with a two-point lead, 26-24. 5:14 to go here in the third quarter play. Crable on the right wing dribble, long three-pointer on the way, got it! Three ball by Crable. First three of the night for Paris, and their biggest lead at 29-24 with 4:59 to go here in the third quarter of play. Powell, left side to Odell on the wing. Dribbles to the middle, feeds it down along the left baseline to Winningham. To the hole he goes. Shot up, no good. And a blocking foul charged against Paris. So Blaine Winningham back to the line for Indian free throws as they work the ball down on the baseline to the 6'3 sophomore. His free throw on its way and no good. Again, the Indians hurting themselves with the inability to hit free throws. Another one on its way. This one rolls through. Winningham now with four in the game. Indians trail by four. 29-25, 4:43 to go, third quarter. Spencer in the left corner. Now on the left wing to Crable. Top of the key to Landrum. Now left side to Spencer in the left corner. Here's a baseline move and a drive up. Ball blocked away by Winningham. Saved inbounds by to Powell. Long down court heave to Jones. Jones underneath now to Marsh. Zeus lays it up, no good. And a foul charged against Paris. Indians with a fast break opportunity there, but Zeus couldn't convert, and he'll have to earn him at the free throw line. Zeus scoreless on the night. It's one reason the Indians are trailing. Zeus not having any points here. Chance to get on the score in the scorebook here. His free throw is up and in. Zeus coming off that outstanding game against Carmi White County the other night. And they win. Mullenix in for Paris. Off the bench. Miss that free throw. Winningham, the rebound, lays it up. No good. Tipped up by Marsh, no good. And rebounded by Crable. Comes away with it. Lets the traffic clear. Brings it across the timeline. 4:14 to go, third quarter. Now Crable's jumper, right side off the mark, no good. Long rebound out to Marsh. Zeus will get it to Powell. Powell brings it across the timeline on the dribble. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. 29-26, Paris. Here's Powell, top of the key. Almost lost the ball there. Feeds it now to Odell on the left wing. Now to Bennett Winningham on the right baseline. Winningham to the hole, lays it up and in. Blaine Winningham on the baseline with a nice move. And it's 29-28, Paris. Crable, top of the key, feeds it to Berger. Berger picked up by Winningham underneath to a cutting Spencer, loses it out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Tribe with a chance to take the lead back with a hoop here. They trail 29-28, 3:37 to go, third quarter. Powell looks to the sideline to head coach Jeremy Brush for a play. Here's Jones on the right wing. Down low they go to Marsh. Marsh double-teamed out to Jones. Jones down the lane, lays it up. Too hard. Rebound brought down by Marsh. Lays it up and in. Zeus in the right spot at the right time. The ball came right to him. The loose ball rebound. And he laid it up and in. 30-29. Indians on top by one with 3:11 to go. Third quarter play. Berger deep on the left wing to Mullenix. Now left side pass to White. Top of the key to Mullenix. Mullenix on the dribble. Back out top of the key to Crable. Crable right side to Spencer. Spencer down the lane to the hole. Lays it up short. Rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Jones. Jones to the middle. Behind the back pass to Marsh. Left side jumper by Zeus. Off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Berger of Paris. Off to Crable across the timeline with 2:40 to go. Third quarter. 30-29 Indians. Crable looking for a screen. Top of the key. Right side dribble. Jumper from 15. Got it. This kid is probably their best player, Berger and Crable. 31-30. Tigers take the lead. Now we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians, I think on Zeus. Nope. Jordan Jones picking up that foul. And so it'll be Paris ball on the turnover. Winningham out, Jones out. Tool back in, and Ryan Moore in for Jeremy Brush in the absence of Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Across the timeline comes Austin White between the circle dribble, picked up by Odell. Right side on the wing to Crable, goes around Marsh, lays it up and in. Crable, another hoop. He's having a fine night. He and Berger making him go here, and it's 33-30. Paris, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Powell on the right wing, top of the key to Moore. Moore on the dribble. Now to Toole on the left wing. Looks to the middle against the defense of Spencer. Now high post to Marsh. Zeus looking down low. Nothing happening there. Right wing pass to Moore. Has the ball tipped away. Scramble for the loose ball and laying it up and in is what? Oh, he missed it! Rebounded by Moore. Boy, I thought he had that. And I called it a little prematurely there. He missed a bunny of a layup. And the Indians escape there. Here's Toole top of the key on the dribble. Now backs it out. Right side to Odell, deep on the wing. Picked up out there by Crable. Now to Marsh. Zeus guarded by Berger at the top of the key. Right side to Toole on the wing. Minute 15 to go, third quarter, 33-30. Paris. Here is Marsh. Top of the key to Moore. Now to Toole on the right wing. Toole on the dribble. Cut off there. Top of the key. Now to Marsh. Zeus down the lane. And loses it out of bounds. But was last touched by Crable. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. With 58.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Marsh the trigger man underneath the Indian basket. Into Powell, left side. Now back out to Odell, top of the key. Now on the right wing to Toole. And the Indians will spread out here with 50 seconds to go. Look for a cut. Here is Moore between the circles, guarded by Mullinax. Now off to Marsh. 40 seconds to go, 33-30. Marsh with no pressure on him, just holds the ball near the sideline. Right in front of Indian head coach Jeremy Brush. 30 seconds to go. Again, no pressure on Marsh, so Deuce just ball out there. Paris sagging back. 19 seconds to go, a three-point lead for the Tigers. Now the Indians go into a set with 13 seconds to go. Toole on the right wing. Dribbles to the middle, top of the key to Marsh. Odell in the corner, loads up a two-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Berger. 4 seconds to go. Here's Crable across the timeline. His jumper is good at the buzzer. A three-pointer by Crable at the buzzer. And the third quarter belonging to the Paris Tigers. At the end of three on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is Paris 36 and Lawrenceville 30. Back in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here in Paris, Steve Anderson. Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports. Indians behind, 36-30. Bryce Crable with that three ball right before the buzzer. Indians were holding for a final shot, and Crable able to get it up floor and hit the bucket, and they lead 36-30 through the Tigers. Indians will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Indians trying to win two in a row for the first time this year. Going to have to come from behind to do it here on enemy territory. Here's the Toole off the dribble. Left side on the wing to Marsh. Top of the key and a foul away from the ball. Charged against Odell. No, that's Tyler Toole, his fourth. So a foul away from the ball. Now Jeremy Brush wants some pressure put on by the Indians. 7:48 to go in the game. Crable, been a catalyst for Paris here tonight. In it comes to White. White across the timeline to Berger. They feed it down low to Spencer. Fakes, shoots, and missed it. Rebounded up and in. Up and in by Mullinex. Mullinex, his first hoop of the night. Paris beginning to pull away a little bit here. 38-30. 7:25 to go in the game. Indians could use a hoop here. Who's it going to come from? Here's Toole down the lane, and the ball out of bounds. Last slapped away by a Tiger, and it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 38-30, Paris at third quarter belonging to the Tigers here at home. Top of the key to Powell. Powell down the lane, feeds it off to Marsh on the left side. Now back out front to Odell between the circles. Now to Toole, and the Indians will go into an offensive set. 7 minutes to go in the game. 38-30, Paris. Here's Marsh feeding it now to Powell. Three-pointer by Kale, right side, no good. The rebound run down by Mullinix, saved it off of Toole and out of bounds. It'll be Paris basketball. Momentum belonging to the Tigers here, this juncture of the game. 6:50 to go, 38-30. Long down court heave to Mullinex on the right baseline. To the hole he goes. He lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Berger. Up. No good. But he's fouled by Winningham. Paris taking it right to the Indians here. Skylar Toole picked up that foul. He's fouled out. Five fouls on Toole. Fouls out with 4 points in this game. And he'll be replaced by Jordan Jones in the lineup for the Indians. Skylar Toole fouls out. 6:42 to go in the game. 38-30. Jeremy Brush getting an explanation over on the sideline as to what that foul was all about. He's not a happy guy down there. Tigers taking it to the Indians here. Got to do something to change this momentum. Here's Berger at the line. His free throw is on its way and good. Berger now with 13 in the game. 39-30. Paris. 40-30 Paris as he rolls it through. The Tigers with a 10-point lead. Double-digit lead, their biggest of the night. Got to find somebody to get a hoop here. Here's Powell. Left side to Odell on the wing. Now right side to Marsh. Long jumper by Zeus. It's good. Banked her home from three. There's a big basket. Zeus Marsh, his first three of the night. Indians trail 40-33. 6:19 to go in the game. Crable at the top of the key, guarded by Powell. Looks for a screen from Berger. Left side jumper is off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around and brought down by Jones. 6 minutes to go. Jordan Jones across the timeline. Three-pointer, top of the key. Got it! Two big threes by the Indians here in the last few moments. And a timeout wanted. Timeout wanted by Paris. Actually, it's going to be an Indian timeout. 30-second break, 5:58 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Paris 40, the Indians 36. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Hello, this is Kim Conover at Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport Banking Center. Your financial fitness starts right here, right now. We offer low to no fees on some checking and savings accounts. A minimal deposit is required with them, and no minimum balance is required thereafter. Remember, our Bridgeport professional lenders are ready to help you with your next loan. And thank you for making us your most trusted banking partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Off the timeout, Indians putting pressure on here, trailing now by four. A couple of big threes have gotten them back into the game. Here's Spencer across the timeline on the right side dribble, 5:50 to go in the game. 40-36, Paris on top. Crable, right side. Top of the key to Spencer. Left side on the wing to White. Now back to Crable, right side to Berger. Berger looking down low, nothing happening there. Now to Spencer on the right wing. Top of the key to White. White picked up by Odell. Now to Crable with Powell on him. Now to Spencer, top of the key. Left side to Crable. Crable with 5:20 to go in the game. Dribbles back out front. Now between the circles to Spencer. They go down to Berger on the left wing, Winningham on him. Berger to the middle, spins to the left hand, up and in. Berger, nice post move there by the big guy. Winningham did all he could. 42-36, Paris, 5 minutes to go in the game. Powell across the timeline for the Indians. On the dribble, guarded by White out front. Powell free throw line off to Marsh. Marsh top of the key. Zeus a three ball on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Marsh with the tip up and in. Off the miss. Got his own rebound and tipped it in. Now the Indians steal it away, but it's stolen away now by Crable. Crable one-on-one against Jones. Backs it out now on the baseline right side, and Jones called for a pushing foul. That's the fourth foul on Jones. So Indians racking up the fouls. Paris will inbound. Only the sixth team foul on the Indians here in the second half, so Paris inbounds underneath. And now there's a reach-in foul on Winningham. And Berger will head to the line for free throws. 4:32 to go in the game. Paris 42, Lawrenceville 38. Indians trying to battle back. led by one at the half, outplayed in the third quarter, trailed by six. Berger's free throw is up and in. A couple of big threes cut it down, but now Paris has a 43-38 lead again. Free throw up and in by Berger. And a timeout wanted by Jeremy Brush. Going to be a one-minute break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 4:32 to go. Paris 44, Indians 38. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you. Located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back here in Paris, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports. Indians trying to win the last game of the regular season off the timeout. They trail by 6, 44-38. Powell on the dribble in the right corner to Marsh. Marsh looking out front to Jones. Jones playing with four fouls. On the dribble against the smaller Spencer. Now he loses the dribble. And Spencer has it. And a timeout wanted by Paris. Well, Jones loses the ball and Paris comes up with the timeout. Going to hold it right here with 4:11 to go in the game. 44-38. Indian basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank, and by Wabash Valley Services, fueling Lawrence County with propane, diesel, and gasoline. Visit their fast stop on 15th Street near the tracks in Lawrenceville. Also, basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. And Sid's Place, the home of legendary shredded beef tacos on Wednesday and Friday nights. 4:11 to go here in this game. I'm Steve Anderson. Glad you're with us. Indian basketball, 44-38. The Tribe trail by 6. This will be a difficult game to lose here. 44-38, a team you've beaten in the LIC tournament. But as I mentioned, everybody tough at home. And the Tigers not going to give in to the Indians here. And Zach Berger and Bryce Crable have been outstanding for the Tigers here tonight. Still a lot of time to go, though. 4:11, 44-38, a six-point deficit. Paris with the ball off the timeout. Indians putting on full court man-to-man pressure. Now they get it into Spencer. He'll bring it up against the defensive Powell. Between the circle dribble. Backdoor cut to Crable. Loses the handle but recovers on the right baseline. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. It'll be Paris basketball. 3:59 to go in the game. Spencer looking to get it in. Does to Crable. Top of the key. Crable guarded by Marsh. Crable out front on the right wing dribble. Now top of the key to Mullinex. Left side to Spencer. Spencer double teamed. In trouble. Gets it now to Crable. Feeds it down low. They go to Berger. Berger off on the right wing to Mullinex. In the middle to Berger. Berger lays it up and in. Nice ball movement there. And Berger with the basket. 46-38, 3:29 to go in the game. 8-point Indian deficit. Need a hoop here. Here's Marsh between the circles for the Tribe. Zeus looking to the sidelines, now on the dribble. Right side, now to Odell. Left side to Winningham. Dribbles to the middle. Winningham down the lane. Shoots, no good. But he was fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws. That helps the Indians out as they can score with the clock stopped here. 3:12 to go in the game. Trailing 46-38, trailing by 8. You've got to hit your free throws. The Indians haven't been a
good at that all year. There's one rolling in for Bryce. Or I should say Blaine. That's 7 points now for Blaine Whittingham. Missed that second one. Rebounded by Powell, though. Big rebound by Cale. Back out front to Jones. Jones thought about a long three from the top of the key. Now to Marsh on the left wing. 3 minutes to go in the game. Zeus down the lane. Left side of the lane. Turns with the left hand. No good. Rebound brought down by Berger. Knocked away. There's Marsh with it. Off to Jones. Lays it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Jones with it again. Up. No good again. And out of bounds. Last touched by Paris. Indians with 3 point chances. But nothing would fall. But they still have a chance to score here with 2:50 to go in the game, trailing 46-39. Here's Odell between the circles, right side, three-pointer by Jones. Good! Jordan Jones, his third three, off a nice screen. And it's 46-42, a four-point deficit, 2:35 to go in the game. Here is Crable feeding in the middle. Ball knocked away by Whittingham. Whittingham heading to the other end, will lay it up, and in, and a foul! Had a chance at a three-point play. Look at the Indian bench down there on their feet. Jeremy Brush leading the cheers down there as they came away with a steal and a big basket there by Blaine. 46-44, a chance to draw it within one. With 2:28 to go in a game, a long time to go. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebound brought down by Crable. Across the timeline he comes. He's been held in check pretty much here in the second half. Paris leading 46-44, 2:17 to go in this game. Down the stretch we come. Crable, double team, feeds it now to Berger on the right wing. Now back to Crable, down the right corner to Spencer. In the middle now to Berger, who will lay it up and in. Berger wide open. Another basket for him. And it's 48-44, a minute 56 to go in the game. Big hoop there by Berger of Paris. Here's Marsh, top of the key, fakes. Right side to Odell, three-pointer by Connor. Off the mark, no good. Whittingham, another rebound. Fakes, shoots, scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Whittingham, another basket in close for the Indians. It's as good as we've seen him play inside all night, battling in there. 48-46, a chance to cut the lead to one. Free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Crable of Paris. A minute 39 to go in the game, 48-46, Paris. Crable across the timeline, double-teamed. Now to Berger at the high post. Now off to Crable between the circles. Back to Berger. In the right corner to Spencer. Spencer, ball hawked by Odell and Jones. Indians double-teaming at every opportunity, trying to trap. There's the ball into Berger, knocked away, but recovered by Berger on the baseline. Back out front now to Crable, left side. On the wing, White thought about a long three, but wisely pulls it out with a minute 10 to go. Now wide open, Mullenix shoots, and he missed it. He gets his own rebound and scores. Mullenix with a basket after the miss. He was wide open, and now a timeout wanted by the Indians. A minute 3 to go in the game. It's going to be a full one-minute break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Paris 50, Indians 46. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sippet in Lawrenceville has recently added French fries, cheesy fries, jalapeno poppers, and fried pickles to its growing menu. Did you know that Sippet now has an app that allows you to conveniently place an order by phone or tablet? It's true. They also encourage you to visit Sippet on Facebook and find their daily lunch special. Then hit like so that you can receive the latest news from Sippet. Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville. Open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Back here off the timeout, Indians with the ball across the timeline. Less than a minute to go in the game. Indians trail 50-46. Big trip down here. Here's Marsh. Top of the key to Powell. Powell down the lane. Free throw line jumper by Cale. No good. And a rebound out of bounds off the Indians with 45 seconds to go in the contest.
Tough break there. Powell missed and then could not get his own rebound following the shot. So Paris puts White back into the game. Indians got a pressure full court now. And it comes to Crable. Now long down court heave to White, two on one, but he backs it out with 30 seconds to go with a 50-46 lead. Now in the corner to Hutchings. Hutchings back out to Crable. Indians have to play chase here. Paris loses the ball out of bounds. That was Spencer who lost the ball right in front of head coach Sean Nugent. It's not where you want to lose the ball, right in front of your head coach. 29.4 seconds to go. 50-46. Paris. Odell looking to get it in. Does to Powell. Powell looking to get it across the timeline. Crable bothers him. Now to Odell. Here is Winningham on the wing. Top of the key to Powell. 19 seconds to go. The ball intercepted. Intercepted by Crable. Now the Indians going to have to foul. Ball knocked out of bounds. Oh, it's off of a Paris player and out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball with 11.9 seconds to go. Still alive a little bit. Got to have a quick hoop here. 11.9 seconds to go. And it comes to Powell. Top of the key to Odell. Odell, three-pointer, high arcer, got it. Odell, a three, and a quick timeout by Jeremy Brush. Indians not dead. 50-49, 5.9 seconds to go in the game. We'll hold it right here. 50-49. Connor Odell, a big basket there. Indians down by one. 50-49, 5.9 seconds to go. Got to come up with a steal here, you would think. If you don't come up with a clean steal, then you got a foul. Even if they make the two at the other end, still be a one-possession game, you'd have a chance. Can't let too much time run off the clock. 50-49. 5.9 seconds to go in the game. Steve Anderson, glad you're with us here in Paris. I didn't think this game would get to 50-49 the way both ball clubs are scoring in the first half, but they picked it up here in the second half. And we've got a barn burner right down to the wire. Spencer will look to inbound. Does to Crable. Crable's fouled by Powell quickly with 4.5 seconds to go. I'm sure that's who they want to have the ball, Crable. With 4.5 seconds to go. Now they're going to take a 30-second break and ice the shooter. We'll take a break, 30-second break. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, Paris 50, Indians 49. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bestway Express has the keys to your new career. Call 833-BESTWAY today. Home daily routes and paid holidays. Are you a Class A CDL driver looking for a home that will appreciate and respect you, all while making sure you get the money and home time you deserve? Or maybe you are fresh out of school and looking for an amazing career. Bestway Express is the company for you. Bestway Express has a great benefits package with paid vacation, paid holidays, and 401k. Call 833-BESTWAY. Best way now to get the keys to your new career today.
Back here in Paris, I'm Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports. Here's our situation, 4.5 seconds to go in the game. Paris Tigers 50, Lawrenceville Indians 49. Indians have fouled Bryce Crable, and he's at the line for big free throws here. 4.5 seconds to go, even if he makes them, then the Indians will have a chance. 4.5 seconds to go. 50-49. Crable. Free throw on its way. And good. 51-49. Even if he makes this one, the Indians still have a chance. Another free throw on its way. No good. And the rebound is brought down by Paris. And there is a reach-in foul, as Paris simply outbattled the Indians that time for the ball. Blaine Winningham, I should say, had a chance for the rebound but couldn't gather it in, and it was taken away from him by Coy Landrum. And now with 1.9 second to go, the Indians trailing 51-49. Now are really up against it. Free throw on its way, a high arcer, no good. Rebounded by Winningham, off to Marsh. Zeus long heave is no good. Oh, it almost went in though. Wow, I didn't think it had a chance. And Paris wins this game, by a score of 51-49. That long down court heave by Zeus almost went in. But as it is, the Indians lose here by a score of 51-49. So the Indians close up the year with a record of 5-20 and 1-7 in league play, while Paris improves to 8-15, and they too finish up league play at 1-7. Thrilling game here. Again, the final. Paris Tigers 51, the Lawrenceville Indians 49. We're back with the postgame show in 4 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
It starts with the common sense basics of money. Live within your means. Save a percentage of your income. Use credit wisely. Keep your agreements. On this foundation, you can build financial success in any economy. Your savings grow. You build strong credit. Your word is gold. It's a back-to-basics approach to financial matters. Common sense. Simple, but very effective. People's State Bank. Member FDIC. It just makes sense.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
This is Greg Lewis at Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center. Hey everyone, your financial fitness starts right here, right now. We're here to help you with your latest technologies and products for your busy lifestyle. Low to zero fees or a minimum deposit required for some checking and savings accounts. And remember, our Lawrenceville professional lenders are ready to help you with your next loan. And thanks for making us your most trusted banking partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
All right, we're back here on the postgame show. Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Paris Tigers by a score of 51-49, joined by Indian assistant coach Jeremy Brush, Jeremy, a tough one to lose here tonight.
Yeah, it definitely was. First off, I hope Coach Bishop's at home and getting a little recovery here. I know he's been under the weather, and that's why I stepped in tonight. So, you know, we hoped that we were going to pull it out. You know, it was a two-point game. We missed a lot of layups there that first half. We left a lot of points off the board, and, you know, that ultimately was the difference maker.
Paris, low-scoring affair, as you mentioned before. Half had a one-point lead. That third quarter, they really took it to you.
Yeah, it seemed second half, number 34 really got into a groove. We just couldn't stop him. I think he ended up with 23 or 24. He really got into a groove. They've got a nice guard, number 31. You know, he was able to distribute a lot to 34, and we struggled stopping him. We tried to do a couple different defenses on them, going man, tried to press, tried to do a lot of jump trapping. You know, I'll give our kids credit. The jump trap really did help us there. We got down, I believe it was by 8. We started that, got us right back into it. But, you know, ultimately that start of the third quarter, we gave up too many easy points quickly.
And, you know, sometimes they just simply outbattled your kids for the ball, too. That big play down there, yeah, missed a free throw and had a chance to get it, but they just wanted the ball a little more, I guess.
Yeah, rebounding, we really struggled with that tonight. I thought there were a couple times we had position. We couldn't come up with it. We kept batting the ball around. It seemed like when we would come down with it, they were coming right behind us and knocking it away. It's like we couldn't hold on to the ball tonight.
A lot of foul trouble tonight here, too.
Yeah, that foul trouble definitely hurt us. You know, I give the credit to the boys. I did tell them in the locker room we did face some adversity with foul trouble, not moving our feet, trying to play with our hands too much, and that hurt us in the long run. But they didn't give up. They kept trying. They battled all the way back to it, and that last second shot, you know, I was really hoping it was going to bounce in for us, but just kind of went the other way.
Yeah, Zeus almost made that from full court.
Yeah, it was impressive, and honestly, I really thought it was going in.
Well, listen, yeah, the season's over. I know you guys wanted to go out on a winning note, put together back-to-back wins, something you hadn't done all year long. But now you turn your attention to the postseason, the regional coming up on Monday with Red Hill.
Yeah, we'll get back to work this weekend here and start working on Red Hill. You know, this is going to be our fourth time playing them this year, so there's really no secrets between us and them. We've watched each other plenty of different times and played each other enough times that you're going to see a different team out there than what faced them the last couple times.
Coach, assistant coach, head coach tonight, Jeremy Brush. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 51-49 unofficially here for the Indians. Zach Berger, I had him with 22 points for Paris. He was the leading scorer in the game. 22 for Berger inside, and Bryce Crable, you heard Jeremy talk about him. He had 16. They were the only two in double digits for Paris. Those are the guys that really did all the damage. For the Indians, a couple of guys in double digits. Jordan Jones had 13, and Blaine Winningham had 11. Time to name our post-game players of the game. And for the Loeb Oil Slick player of the game, give that to Jordan Jones. Jones had 13 points, including 3 three-pointers on the night. Blaine Winningham also had a fine game. He had 11 points. They were the only two Indians in double digits. Ryan Moore came off the bench and had 4 points, so we'll give him the Larry Bobe sub of the game, 4 points for the senior Ryan Moore. He was in foul trouble here tonight as well, but scored 4 off the bench. So again, the Loeb Oil Slick player of the game is Jordan Jones with 13 points, leading Indian scorer on the night. Blaine Winningham was right there with him, and Ryan Moore, our Larry Bobe sub of the game. Well, a tough loss for the Indians to close up the regular season, losing 51-49 in the JV game. Indians won 45-35, Noah Weger had 10 points. Thanks to Bill Strode, our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios, for his good work. Thanks to you for listening as well. We're back on Monday night, postseason, Indians and Salukis on the air at 7 o'clock from Lawrenceville High School in regional play. Steve Anderson saying so long from Edgar County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation.
This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Wabash General Hospital,
Best Way Express,
People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.